Liberia has confirmed that taxpayer registrations for its new value-added tax, VAT system, will open on July 1, 2026, ahead of a planned go-live date of January 1, 2027. The standard VAT rate is expected to be set at 18%, a significant increase over the current goods and services tax, GST, regime it will replace. President Joseph Boakai reaffirmed the timeline on January 26, 2026, and the Liberia Revenue Authority, LRA, confirmed in June 2026 that the implementing legislation has now been finalized, with preparations accelerating across its Department of Domestic Tax. The reform will make Liberia the final member of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, to adopt V8, completing a commitment the country first made through a Memorandum of Understanding with the ECOWAS Commission back in 2009. For VAT professionals and businesses operating in or trading with Liberia, the registration window opening this month marks the point at which the transition moves from policy announcement to practical compliance obligation, and it is one of the more closely watched reforms in West Africa's indirect tax landscape this year. A phased GST increase, ahead of full VAT. Liberia is not moving directly from GST to VAT in a single step. As a preparatory measure, the general GST rate rose from 12% to 13% on May 1, 2026, alongside an increase in the telecommunications rate to 15%. This interim adjustment is widely viewed as a bridge toward the planned 18% VAT rate, narrowing the gap businesses and consumers will experience at the point of full implementation and giving the LRA an incremental step to test collection and compliance ahead of the larger structural change. Why the shift to VAT matters? The current GST regime does not allow businesses to recover input tax incurred on purchases, which results in embedded cascading tax costs throughout the supply chain. VAT corrects this by permitting input tax recovery at each stage of production and distribution, a structural change expected to reduce the cumulative tax burden on businesses, support manufacturing, and improve Liberia's attractiveness for investment and exports. The legal foundation for the change is an amendment to Part 3, Chapter 10 of the Liberia Revenue Code of 2000, which formally establishes VAT as a multi-stage consumption tax collected at each level of the supply chain, replacing the single-stage GST model currently in place. Digital services and cross-border transactions are in scope. Liberia's VAT reform is not limited to domestic brick-and-mortar trade. The 2026 national budget explicitly extends the reform to the digital economy, with the stated aim of reducing revenue leakage and ensuring cross-border digital transactions and global platforms contribute fairly to the tax base. Under the proposed framework, digital services liable to Liberian tax will include electronic services such as streaming, software, e-books, and e-learning, communication services such as texting, phone, and internet access, and online stores selling tangible goods, including low-value consignments. Operators of online stores are expected to be liable for VAT in their own right, with the place of supply determined by evidence such as the customer's home address, IP address, or payment address, a test aimed squarely at confirming consumption within Liberia, regardless of where the supplier is established. The Ministry of Finance is expected to set separate registration and compliance rules for these providers, likely through a simplified process similar to non-resident digital VAT regimes elsewhere on the continent, though without a right to deduct input VAT for those registering under the simplified track. This digital economy framework is intended to come into force alongside the main VAT launch rather than as a later add-on, which is a notable design choice. Several African tax authorities, including Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa, introduced digital VAT rules only after their general VAT or GST systems were already mature, often requiring separate legislative amendments. Liberia's approach of building non-resident digital supplier rules into the VAT framework from day one suggests the LRA is seeking to avoid the compliance gaps that emerged elsewhere during earlier, piecemeal rollouts. Liberia in regional context. Liberia's expected 18% standard VAT rate would place it among the higher rates in the ECOWAS bloc, though still within the range already applied by several regional peers. VAT and GST rates among select ECOWAS member states include Nigeria, 7.5%, Ghana, 12.5%, Niger, 19%, Guinea, 18%, Mali, 18%. With this reform, Liberia joins a group of more than 176 countries worldwide that operate a VAT or GST system. For businesses already managing compliance across other West African markets, Liberia's adoption of a rate similar to Guinea and Mali may simplify regional rate setting and pricing decisions, even as registration, filing, and invoicing procedures, including those specific to digital suppliers, will need to be assessed on their own terms. Preparing for the transition. With registration opening on July 1, 2026, and full implementation set for January 1, 2027, businesses operating in or selling into Liberia have an 18-month window to prepare, but the practical work of assessment should begin now. Key areas to review include VAT registration obligations, including confirming whether existing GST registration will carry over or whether fresh registration is required under the new system. ERP and accounting system readiness to ensure tax codes, rate tables, and reporting structures can accommodate the move from a single-stage GST to a multi-stage VAT with input tax recovery. Invoicing requirements, as VAT-compliant invoices will need to support input tax claims in a way the current GST system does not require. Input tax recovery processes, including how businesses will document and claim credits on qualifying purchases once VAT takes effect. Digital supplier exposure for non-resident businesses providing electronic services, communications, or online marketplace sales into Liberia, who should monitor for the simplified registration mechanism as it is published. The LRA has already conducted senior management training and stakeholder outreach to tax practitioners, customs brokers, and business associations, and further guidance, particularly on the mechanics of the digital economy framework, is expected as the registration period progresses. Businesses and their advisors should treat the coming months as the practical planning window before Liberia's VAT system takes full effect.